Today's Cotton News line is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campisci, Vice President, Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. cotton harvest is progressing across the Cotton Belt. As of October 15th, 33% of the U.S. crop had been harvested, which is right in line with the five-year average. Crop development had been behind the normal pace in many areas, but has mostly caught up over the last week, with 87% of bolls open as of October 15th. The growing season has been difficult this year, ranging from extremely hot and dry weather during the summer to late-season rain and hailstorms. As a result, insurance adjusters are continuing to inspect fields and determine which fields should be abandoned. So abandonment rates, particularly in Texas, will likely increase over the coming weeks. In last week's USDA supply and demand report, USDA made a further reduction to the U.S. crop to 12.8 million bales as compared to 14.5 million bales last year. With lower production for 2 years in a row, U.S. stocks will remain tight for the 2023 crop year.